talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Time of the show where we focus on a small business and spotlight what they are doing, especially during and hopefully coming out of a global pandemic. Introducing you to Fraser Fitzgerald, chef and owner of That Planted Fork, stall 28 at the Hamilton's Farmers Market, 35 York Boulevard in Hamilton. And you can find out more on the site, thatplantedfork.ca. And Fraser is with us now. Fraser, thanks for the time. I hope you're well.
Hey there, Scott. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Tell us about The Planted Fork. I love the name.
Thanks so much. So I started That Planted Fork about 2019, really out of a need of, like, food education, and I was really focusing on cooking classes and making, you know, learning about food and how to cook, like, accessible. And we had, like, sliding scale kind of classes, and you could learn anything, and it was all focused on plant-based food. And with the pandemic, we sort of pivoted because you can't really teach cooking classes anymore. And I thought getting a spot at the Hamilton Farmers Market would be good. So I did that in February of last year. So now I sell, like, prepared meals there. And I'm really trying to focus on, like, dips, sauces, kind of plant-based items that you can't find at, like, a traditional grocery store.
So this started just prior to the pandemic, and as you mentioned, more of a class type thing where you're getting out and you're teaching people. This is a huge industry right now. You're seeing a lot more people, well, especially before the pandemic, jump on board this sort of thing. So that's the direction you were moving in, and obviously with the pandemic, you had to pivot to do more of what you're doing online.
Right. No, so I tried to do the online classes for a while. But people were kind of zoomed out, so I had to think of something that that I could create with my skills. And being in the food industry for quite a while, I thought, you know, like, why not prepared foods? People are at home, you know, they're tired, they don't want to go to the grocery store, or they don't want to cook a meal. So, you know, having something that you can just reach in your fridge or freezer and just heat it up, you know, makes everyone's life a little bit easier. So that's kind of the direction I'm in right now. And I've been doing that for about a year at the Hamilton Farmers Market.
So with prepared meals, and is there an advantage for you in the sense that that's what you're starting from, that's where you're originating, as opposed to a restaurant or a situation like that where they're trying to serve their foods as they do in the restaurant, but now putting them in the box and offering curbside? Obviously, with what you're doing, you're starting knowing that that's how it's going to be delivered. How does that alter the menu or change what you're serving, or how do you make the takeout and that sort of market, you know, the prepared meal market, taste just as good as it comes out of the oven and gets sat in front of you?
I mean, I've been working in kitchens for a while, and, like, there's always sort of an aspect of, like, thought that goes behind it. So in terms of, like, a prepared meal, you know, I don't cook the pasta for as long, so I know that when they get home, you know, they don't get, like, mushy pasta in their meal, kind of thing. Same with the sauce. The sauce needs to thicken up when you cook it, so it's a little bit, like, thinner when I cook it at the kitchen. Just little things like that, and I find that has translated really well. People are really on board. We've actually also focused on, like, an entire line of plant-based dips. Like, we have two flavors of chip dips. We have, like, a creamy garlic pizza dipping sauce, ranch dressing, Caesar dressing. These are things that you can, you know, just keep in your fridge, keep handy for, you know, instead of, you know, going to the Portinos and maybe they don't have a plant-based option for you, you know, you can come here and get something you like.
I love the line on your website. I love to show you that the broccoli you hated as a kid can taste amazing. When did you have broccoli that you realized was amazing?
I'm kind of a weird kid. I ate more vegetables than anyone that my parents have ever seen. So I always thought broccoli was amazing, but that's like a big stereotype. Because people love to overcook things and, you know, throw it in a pot with some water, boil it for like 25 minutes, and then it's just like mush. I like to treat vegetables kind of like their own thing, and it's not really like a little side dish. It's more of like the main show.
That's an interesting point, as is the observation that our a lot of our parents just boiled the heck out of everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what, why plant-based?
Well, personally, it's I've been plant-based for like 10 years. So it's a no-brainer for me to run a plant-based business. But if you look at it, I mean, it's an insanely growing trend. Everyone seems to be getting on board now. Like President's Choice has a line of plant-based products. You know, it's just really blowing up, especially I found in the last couple of years with COVID, people are looking for, you know, other things than like a plain chicken breast with rice or something. I think people are wanting it. Like there's myself at the market, and there's also two other plant-based businesses. There's a lot of the vendors there also offer plant-based options as well. So yeah, I think it's a growing industry, and I try and focus more on, you know, just good tasty food. And if you eat it, you know, you don't even really realize that you're missing the dairy and the meat, you know?
It becomes a non-issue if it's good. Fraser Fitzgerald with a chef and owner of That Planted Fork, Stall 28 at the Hamilton Farmers Market on York Boulevard in Hamilton. Or check out the website, thatplantedfork.ca, thatplantedfork.ca. Fraser, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with it moving forward.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.